ear platform remarks of the president at Erie, Pennsylvania, 9 October, 1952.
I thank you most sincerely for this wonderful greeting. I'm glad to be in Pennsylvania, even if it's not so very long. But I promise I'll come back to your great state for a real campaign tour before the election. I think this is a critically important election for you. I want the Democrats to win, for the sake of our country and for our own welfare. I certainly hope you'll elect a slate of Democrats in Pennsylvania. You have a grand man running for senator, Judge Boyd. And for Congress, you have Clinton Bedell, in whom I rode just a while ago. As for our national ticket, I think it's one of the best any party ever offered to the voters. Abner Stevenson will be a great president. He's had the right experience, he has talent and ability, and he has made a splendid record as governor of a great state. He's an honest man, honest with himself, and he's honest with the people. He's a man you can trust, and he represents a party you can trust, as you know by experience. Now, the basic issue in this campaign is the difference between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. The Democratic Party has shown by its record that it works for the people. With us, the people come first. The Republicans have shown by their record that they place property and profits ahead of the people. With them, my friends, property and profits always come first. I said a while back that the Democratic Party has a heart in which the interests of the people rest, that the Republican Party has a calculating machine where the heart ought to be, and they're always seeing the profit. I have had much trouble with the labor attitude of the Republicans. Back in the early days of the New Deal administration, we passed the Wagoner Act to give labor equal place before the law. Just as soon as the Republicans got to the point where they could, they passed that awful Tri-Party Act. That act was intended to put a stop to any further progress by the labor union. Even Senator Taft now says it goes too far and he wants to change it. I think it's a little late for him to make that statement. But I want to say to you that the Republican Party, as a party, still thinks that act is grand. By the hearty end of that organization, Taft Hartley wrote a book on it. In 1948, he said what they were going to do. Well, I read that book down here at Akron, Ohio, and I didn't get a chance to do it. I'm not sure that our five-star general knows enough about the Taft Hartley Act to understand how it undermines labor unions. But whether he knows it or not, what he's talking about sounds as if he's just like another old guard politician. He endorsed the platform, and their five-star candidate told the AFL convention that he liked the Taft-Hartley Act. I don't know what he knows about it. Everything shows that the Republican candidate is one of the old guard Republicans. He's not a liberal. He fooled me, and he fooled all the liberal Republicans. He let Senator Taft say for him that they agreed on all domestic issues. That makes it very clear where he stands. Then he started making speeches, which showed he had surrendered to pass on even the foreign policy. I thought he had some firm principles about our foreign policy, and that he was opposed to the past isolationist policy of too little, age too late. But in speaking still, I was wrong. But worst of all, he has publicly embraced and endorsed Jenner and MacArthur. They are the two men who got up on the Senate floor and falsely attacked one of the great men of our age, General Judge Captain Marshall, calling his character and loyalty into question. George Marshall is a very great patriot, and he was a friend and benefactor of the Republican candidate. It was on George Marshall's recommendation that the Republican candidate to those great commands was appointed and was made famous by those commands. And I want to tell you that I made him chief of staff, and I put him in command of NATO in Europe, and I did it because I thought he was the best man available for the place. He did a good job. I'm not quarreling about that. But he fooled me on this program of how to take care of the government of the United States. I'll tell you, I never thought the candidate would speak to, let alone endorse those two birds, Jenner and MacArthur. That act made it perfectly clear to me that I'd made a mistake in ever thinking that he was qualified for president. You can't trust a man who switches around that way, deserting both his principals and his former friends. And you know you can't trust the Republican Party to protect your interests. There are no friends of the plain, everyday man who works with his hands. The Democrats... the Democrats have been the real friends of the working people, of the farmers, and of the small businessman. The Democratic Party is one you can trust. You know by 20 years experience you can trust it. The Democratic candidate for president is a man you can trust. Now, you yourselves are the government. The Constitution of the United States says the power of government rests with the people. And you exercise that power when you vote. And it's in your interest, in the interest and the welfare of this great nation, in the welfare and in the peace and the welfare and the peace of the world depend on what you do on election day. Now go down to those polls. Vote for yourselves. Vote for the welfare of this great nation and vote for the best interest of the whole world. Vote the Democratic ticket straight and you'll be all right.